Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Major Mystery. Thank you guys so much for meeting me here today. Today's case is so incredibly fascinating. Today, we are talking about the Kennedy curse. The Kennedys are a proud and a strong family. This family has seen everything. Assassinations, politicians, marriage, divorce, drama, tragedy, betrayal. It has all of it. And today, we're going to go through it all. Today, I would like to go over James Patterson and Cynthia Fagan's book called The House of Kennedy. Cynthia Fagan, I am so sorry that I butchered your name. Please don't come for me. The Kennedy curse is as old as time. It's been referenced through every source of the media from the very beginning. Joe Kennedy is this powerful, powerful man. He earning his fortunes during the Great Depression as a bank president through Columbia Trust Bank. There is this theory that the curse starts because Joe asked to help certain certificates for European Jews to also help lobby the president to help work and save them during World War II. And because he didn't do this and he didn't help them out, the curse began. There is this another theory that suggests that Joe Kennedy illegally obtained his fortune during Prohibition as a bootlegger. Let's dive in, shall we? So the first one we're going to talk about is the JFK consistent health problems. And it has been stated that JFK was our most unhealthy president. And this is including leukemia, colitis, and gastrointestinal problems. JFK was a very sickly man, and yet he does so much good for the states. He does so much as president that only one thing stops him, and unfortunately that was Lee Harvey Oswald's bullet. The next thing is that JFK is assassinated on November 22nd, 1963 by Lee Harvey Oswald during his trip to Dallas. And then we have Robert's assassination on June 6, 1968. Saran Saran Ambassador Hotel, and Bobby believes that Jack was killed because of him and vice versa. Up next, we have Teddy Kennedy during the lake incident. We have Ted Kennedy's plane crash. We have JFK Jr. plane crash. We have World War II. Joseph P. Kennedy Jr. explosives on his plane went off early as he flew over the English Channel. We have Patrick Bovea Kennedy, a stillborn, and unfortunately Jackie Kennedy could not attend the funeral due to her recovering from a C-section. We have Edward M. Kennedy's cancer. We have Mary Kennedy committing suicide, and she was the ex-wife of Robert Kennedy. We have David Kennedy, who died from an overdose on April 25th, 1984, and he was the fourth of Robert's children. We have Michael Kennedy, who died from a skiing accident on December 31st, 1997, and he was number six of Robert's kids. We have Cara Kennedy suffering from a fatal heart attack, and she was the oldest child of Ted Kennedy on September 16th, 2011. We have Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean, and she drowned on April 2nd of this year, 2020. We have Kathleen Cavendish dying of a plane crash on May 13th, 1948. And then we have Arabella Kennedy, who was born in 1951, and she was a stillborn from Jack Kennedy. The Kennedys are these incredibly cursed family, and we don't know why. We don't know if it's from Joe Kennedy not fulfilling his promises during World War II. We don't know if it's Joe Kennedy stealing from the American government during Prohibition. We don't know why this family is so incredibly cursed, but they are cursed. There is no way that this family should have this much bad luck and not be cursed. And James Patterson even wrote a book about it. Surprise, surprise, he comes out with a book every quarter, and it's great. It's great for my library to have this happen, and he comes out every quarter. And it's an amazing read. It is amazing to see, like, how far the Kennedys have come, and some of them have completely overpowered the curse. Bobby Kennedy was doing so much as an attorney general. He even helped out Nixon during his term. And Jack Kennedy did so much for the states. He gave us a space program. He gave us NASA. He gave us the Peace Corps. He gave us... Yes, he made a lot of mistakes, but what president doesn't? I mean, the Bay of Pigs, he completely botched it, but I'm glad he botched it. If he hadn't botched it, who knows where we'd be? Who knows if we'd still be at war with Cuba, or what would have happened if he hadn't botched the Bay of Pigs? To me, for me, I'm grateful. Because, yes, he botched it, but he botched it for good reasons. He botched it for the American people. He did not want to go to war. He did not think that war would be essential in any shape or form, given Vietnam, Korea, or Cuba. And yes, our conflict of interest was Vietnam. It was the reason why Lyndon B. Johnson felt emasculated as a vice president. But the Kennedy curse has been an interesting and fascinating topic. If you would like to learn more about it, I highly suggest you read The House of Kennedy with James Patterson and Cynthia Fagan. I read it in less than a day. The book is on Audible. If you'd like to enjoy Audible, it is great. It is fantastic. I cannot recommend it enough. I listen to Audible all the time. This has been Major Mystery, signing off. Thanks for listening, guys. Please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, you can tweet me at Alexis Green. Bye.